Sweden is preparing to send back nearly half of all the asylum seekers that entered the country last year and is ready to charter planes to take rejected applicants back home. Up to 80,000 people could be involved in an operation the Interior Minister is calling a very big challenge.
We're not planning to deport anyone, but we're planning to that those people who doesn't get their asylum approved should return to the country of origin.
Currently, 45% of asylum applications are rejected. In 2015, Sweden took in 163,000 people. Do the maths, and it's clear many refugees will be leaving Sweden.
I think this is not really, because this is writing this 80,000 people this go back to the country. But which people, which country, I don't know.
We've left our country to come to Europe, a place of human rights, women's rights, children's rights. This decision from the Swedish government does not help us. On Monday, a 22-year-old female caretaker was stabbed to death by a 15-year-old in an asylum seekers' teenage centre. This and similar incidents have led some Swedes to harden their hearts and Stockholm to end its previous open doors policy. It's introduced border controls and much stricter document and identity checks.